This is AFCast, the video game podcast. And here's your host, Malcolm Sheever.
The beloved Battle Royale of Apex Legends has come out with yet another update, with a new map update, a new legend, a new weapon, and much more. This week on AFCast, we are talking about Apex Legends Season 6, Boosted. Alright, so welcome to Day 3 of the 4-day special. We are talking about Apex Legends. At first I said Avengers, and I realize I said Avengers now, and I feel bad because I meant Monday because I'm trying to move my schedule to that time, which means that the game that was meant to be for this week is meant to be coming out tomorrow and not my usual day, which is Sunday, so today. So instead, I'm doing Apex Legends first, and then Avengers will be coming out tomorrow. This will also give me more time to play the game so I can do a more accurate review. But yeah. So the first thing I want to talk about in this new update for Apex Legends is the new map. The new map update, I should say. So they added 3 new locations. You have launch site, you have countdown, and you also have staging. These are 3 completely new areas. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but one thing I definitely want to mention are the rising blast walls. So this is something that you can activate, and it will literally create a massive blast wall that will make it easier to defend the current area that is, so the past 3 locations that I just mentioned. So basically the first person who gets there has the best chance of defending it, because they close off an entire section of the objective, or not objective, but of the area, I guess. And they can't be deactivated. They can't be taken down. They will be permanently up, and fortified at that position. So you can't lower them back down to make you can't have a Pathfinder run in, close it, and then grapple hook themselves out. No, as soon as it's activated, it is up and it is done. They also added a new, hole in the cliff, I guess. And basically this just leads from Survey Camp to Skyhook. So just a small new pathway. And then there's also, they've also stopped the train in World's Edge. And by the way, all of the places that I mentioned were in World's Edge. I just realized that I didn't mention that. That's all a new update to World's Edge. Another new update to World's Edge is that the train has been stopped and actually scattered around the train tracks. So you'll now find, you'll find some random stuff on the train tracks as well, but you'll also find the actual train cars, which you can get loot from. Which is pretty cool. They've also added a new geyser that is down in the little sulfur river area, but that's not really too important. But that's kind of it for the new map stuff. I'd encourage you to take a look at it into further detail and look at some pictures, or even just go into the game yourself and take a look at it. But I'm not going to go into too much detail because it's kind of hard without a visual. So we can go on to the next, or the new legend. The new legend that has been released, her name is Rampart. To dive right in, her passive ability is Modded Loader. So she has increased magazine capacity and faster reloads when using LMGs, and with the L-Star, this just means it overheats. It doesn't overheat as fast, and it cools down faster, so you're able to use it more frequently. Which actually is kind of a buff to the L-Star, because the L-Star was kind of sucky before then. At least in my opinion it was. But this also affects her minigun, which is her ultimate ability, which I'll get to in a second. But her tactical ability is the Amped Cover, which is this crouch level wall. And above the crouch level wall, it will have an amp. So essentially this is a wall that you can shoot through, and it'll actually make shots that are shot out do more damage, and shots that are coming in do less damage. A maximum of 5 can be placed these. So as you can see already, the theme of this season has been fortifying positions. Because you have the new walls that you can bring up at the locations, not to mention you have Rampart, who is definitely a heavy in this game, who also is great pair with like Watson or Caustic to lock down a location. And it's really powerful, especially with her ultimate ability, which is an emplaced minigun, which she calls Sheila. So basically this is a mounted machine gun that anyone on her team can use. I'm pretty sure even hostile enemies can use her machine gun. And this has a lot of ammo, and for her, there's even more ammo because of her passive ability, Modded Loader. But it does take forever to reload. But it does, her amped cover still amps the shots of the minigun, of the machine gun shots going out, which is crazy. And a maximum of 3 can be placed for your entire team. So if you get a 4-5 position set up, it can be crazy. Especially if you get like a triangle set up, which is what a lot of people are doing. And honestly, she was kind of broken. They did nerf her a bit, but I mean, she's still kind of broken when it comes to fortifying positions. I really think that they should, take away some of her, how much stuff can be placed down. I really don't think you need all 3 miniguns, cause that's just powerful. Same thing with the amped walls. Like, yeah, it's a little too much. But yeah. So let's get on to the new weapon, which is the Volt SMG. So for those of you who haven't played Titanfall 2, for one thing, it was in Titanfall 2, but this is the new SMG. It's the first SMG to actually have energy ammo, and it's a fairly good gun in Apex Legends as well, and handles very similarly to the one in Titanfall 2. And yeah, it's a very good SMG. And I'm very glad they added it into the game because it is a very fun weapon to use. So the next thing I want to talk about is the crafting system. So I personally do not really like this, but I can see why people do like it. Essentially, you can find materials around the map, like loot bins, material stations. And you can take these to this thing called a replicator, which is basically a crafting station. And you can craft 8 different pieces of loot at a time, you have 8 different options at a time is what I should say. They rotate on a like weekly or daily basis, but you'll always at least be able to see what the loot table is before you actually go into battle, which is really nice. You can see it from the menu, which is very helpful. And essentially, you can craft any of these as long as you have the amount of materials that are required. And you can craft pretty much anything in it, as long as it is available in it. But that also means that everyone else has the availability to get those weapons, which means that you're more likely to see those weapons in the games, which is kind of why I don't really like it, is because then it kind of pushes people to use the same weapons throughout the game. I don't think it always does, because people will still pick up weapons off of the ground and whatnot. But I don't know. I don't like it too much, just because, I mean, I realize they're trying to lower the RNG and make it more skill based off of if you can, you know, get damage out rather than, having to find the right weapon. You know what I mean? Or finding the right attachment for your weapons, which is kind of what they also did in the next thing that I'm going to be talking about, which is the new armor meta. I personally don't like it, but I think it's a fine addition. Like, I can still work with it. So onto the armor meta that I was mentioning. So this is very interesting. Everything in the game is now Evo armor, except for gold armor. For those of you who don't know what Evo armor is, it is basically when you do enough damage to someone, your armor will actually get upgraded to the next level. Originally, this was just a white piece of armor that only had one bar of shield, and every time you did damage, it would level up, and you would actually have to find this Evo shield. But now you can find any level of Evo shield, and you can upgrade it the rest of the way up to red, and then gold is still as rare as it used to be, and still has the same abilities with it. And the thing that really makes this, the thing that I really like about this is that you actually start the game off with an Evo shield. Technically you don't, you start it out with 0, but if you do 50 damage, then you are able to get the first level of Evo Shield. It still works the same way, where you do have to still heal. You still have to heal the shield that you have. You have to repair the shield that you have in order to actually use it. It doesn't just automatically equip it to you. And they did also make it so that way the armor came down by about 25 health. So purple and gold armor now have 175 health and not 200 health. And then red armor is now 200 instead of 225 to make this more fair. And their goal for this was to change the TTK in it, which I really appreciate. And as I mentioned yesterday in the Hyperscape episode, I'm glad that they did the TTK, because the TTK in like Hyperscape and stuff like that just sucked for how fast paced it is. And this game is a very fast paced game as well, but I think they did kind of clash this a bit, because I think with them wanting to have people fortifying their positions in this update, making it so that way people can be killed quicker doesn't seem to really make much sense, especially when people are fortified with miniguns now. Like, that seems a little unfair, because they kind of clash two metas together of high TTK or high reinforcement. So they also changed the damage requirements just a little bit. So damage to white, as I said, was 50. And then if you want to get to a blue Evo shield, you have to do 125 damage. And then if you want to get to purple, it has to be 250 damage. If you want to get to red, it has to be 500 damage. So a lot of damage total. And that's each from the previous one. It's not 500 total or 250 total, anything like that. That's the next amount of damage you need to get from purple to red is 500. One thing that I also really like that was really simple that they added in was the new holo sprays. So holo sprays are a new way to basically leave your mark in an area. And you can just throw these down, and it's kind of like a calling card that they're trying to add into it and to taunt people, essentially. And I really like this. It's a cool little thing. There's not much to it. It's just you can equip them, and then you can throw them down onto the battlefield. So they also released a new battle pass, obviously. But along with this, they actually kind of redid the quest. Essentially, they released the Season 5 quest into illustrated comics. So now when you find the treasure packs, you'll actually upgrade in the area by not... you still get the same rewards like crafting materials, challenge points, Apex packs, that type of thing. But you'll actually now get the different pages of the comics, which is pretty cool. So that's just a little side thing that you can do on your own, which is pretty sweet. So the next thing that I'm going to be getting into is something that I'm not entirely sure why they wanted to change it, but they did. And I mean, it kind of worked out, but I don't know. So essentially they wanted to update the recon class a bit because they felt like it was kind of lacking, and that the person, or robot that was, kind of taking over the recon class was Pathfinder. Now, they already nerfed Pathfinders. He's not as good as a recon character anymore. And now he's even worse. Because now all recon legends, so that's Bloodhound, Crypto, and Pathfinder, can now use the survey beacons instead of Pathfinder having that as his passive ability. So Pathfinder's new passive ability is that each time he scans the survey beacon, the total cooldown of his zipline gun is reduced, which... That's kind of cool, but it's kind of dumb. I don't know. Pathfinder has become so bad now that it's so useless to use him at this point unless you want to do specific strategies with him. At least in my opinion, it is. Like, unless you have a well-coordinated team, there's no real reason to use Pathfinder because he's been nerfed into the ground at this point. It's kind of like Ubisoft with Blackbeard and Rainbow Six Siege. But every time he does it, it's reduced by 10 seconds, and it's each time he scans a beacon. And it's only up to 6 rings, because, I mean, that's the only amount that you can have in the game, which means that you can get it down from 2 minutes to a minute in cooldown time. So Bloodhound has actually been buffed. So for his Beast of the Hunt, he gains more duration when he scores a knockdown or a kill, which is pretty cool. I like that. And then he has his Eye of the Allfather as well, has been buffed. While he's actually in Beast of the Hunt, so this is kind of a buff to Beast of the Hunt as well, Eye of the Allfather will actually come out twice as fast, so the animation will be twice as fast, and has a much shorter cooldown in general, which means that you can basically go on an absolute rampage when you're in Beast of the Hunt. it's crazy. But Crypto now has an update to his surveillance drone, a little bit of a nerf, and also a little bit of a buff as well. So Crypto can now actually activate respawn beacons and survey beacons using his drone, which makes him pretty powerful, especially when you can actually use a survey beacon that's right above an enemy team in order to gain advantage on the circle, which is really good. And actually doing this is instant instead of using it for a certain amount of time, which makes it even more powerful. And they also made it so that way it's slightly more consistent to hit, because there was apparently a bug that they didn't know about where bullets would sometimes just go through the crypto drone, and even if it was supposed to hit, it didn't sometimes. So they fixed that, so now you can hit it consistently now. I don't think it happened often, and even then it was still one shot, so a couple shots would take it down. But they did nerf the EMP, so it will slow teammates caught in the blast now, instead of having them stay up to speed, and even if they have no shields, it'll still slow them down. So that's mainly because there was a big thing with Crypto, Wraith, and Revenant. Basically, Revenant would activate his death totem, and then Crypto would use his EMP, and so it wouldn't slow the teammates down, so they would go in, and then Wraith would also use her ability, so they made it I can't remember her name, I just said it, Wraith, can't use her Dimensional Rift right away, after she comes back from the death totem, so that's for 2 seconds total. And then they also made it so that way Wraith actually has an increased ult cooldown from 150 seconds to 210 seconds, so basically 2.5 minutes to 3.5 minutes, which kind of sucks, but they did buff Loba a little bit. They halved her time for the black market being charged from 3 minutes down to 1.5 minutes. And Octane can also now stim while he's healing, but stim will not remove the slow that you will incur from healing. And then they also increased the defensive bombardment of Gibraltar from 3 minutes to 4.5 minutes. Again, I don't know why. I don't understand. Like, they already nerfed it 2-3 minutes from something. I don't remember. I think it was like maybe 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes. And like, sure, it can be powerful sometimes because it can lock down a position, but it's not like it's the super OP thing that Gibraltar has. I mean, it wasn't that powerful. I don't understand why they had to add an entire 1.5 minutes. It's not so powerful that you need 4.5 minute cooldown time. That's crazy. And they basically reverted the Bangalore nerf that they did last season, where they decreased the cooldown for Rolling Thunder from 4.5 minutes to 3 minutes. I'm pretty sure it was vice versa last season. So they're all over the place with this update. It's really strange. And then Watson, her interception pylon, so the trophy system that she has, will now actually shoot down Caustic's little traps that he'll throw, in flight, if they land like within vicinity of the trophy, or would have landed, that is, which is pretty cool, actually. I kind of like that. I think it might be a little big because it's like a giant disc that's holding an entire thing of gas, so I think it is a little pushing it, but it does make her trophy system more wanting, like people want to use it more, which I guess is kind of nice. So yeah, so they also updated the loot once again. They added extended energy mags, that's mainly because the vault has been added. And then they also added the turbocharger hop-up because they actually took the devotion out of the golden weapon category, or out of the care package weapon category, I should say. And along with that, they actually added the R99 to the supply drop. They increased the damage from 11 to 12, and the magazine is now 32, and then the ammo reserve is 160 total when in the supply drop without getting any extra R99s. So they removed the DMR, Hemlock, Spitfire, EVA 8, and the RE45 for the fully kitted weapons, or the gold weapons. And then they added the Devotion, Mastiff, Triple Take, Flatline, and the Vault, which is pretty cool. So they also updated the loot by increasing the pickup from sniper ammo from 8 to 12, which means that you can now hold more at a time. You can hold a total of 8 more at a time in one stack, which is really nice. And then for energy ammo, they made it so that way you can only pick up 20 instead of 30, just like light ammo and heavy ammo, which kind of sucks, but it makes sense because they added the vault, so they don't want you to get a crap ton of ammo for the vault and only use that weapon, basically. So one cool thing that they actually made was that they now have it so a supply drop weapons fully kitted weapons are separated now. So supply drop weapons are now considered heirloom tier, so they're basically red, so same thing as the Evo shield, to avoid confusion with the fully kitted weapon, since both of them were gold before, which I guess is nice. I mean, it was pretty easy to tell, but I guess it was kind of hard to tell when you looked at someone's death box. Like now if it's red, you can tell they either have an Evo shield or a supply drop weapon. And then when it's gold, you think they might have gold armor, or that they might have a fully kitted weapon. So it is kind of nice that they added that distinction. I don't think it was necessarily needed, but it was just a small quality of life thing. And then there are a ton of other buffs and nerfs that they did for other weapons. I'm not going to get into all of them because there are a lot. There are a few main ones, but I'll just let you guys find it on your own. And then same thing goes for bug fixes as well. I'll let you guys find that all out on your own. But overall, I really like this update. Like I said, I don't really like the crafting in this game or in the new update. But I do like the new legend that they've added. She is really cool. I think she is a little overpowered. Especially when fortifying down a position and with the new places they added on World's Edge. But besides that, she's really fun to play. She was broken. They fixed her a little bit. She's still kind of broken. the new locations on the map are really cool as well. And then I also really like the Evo Shield. Like that is honestly probably one of my favorite ideas that they've ever had for an update in this game, besides actual legends or map updates. Or weapons for that matter. But yeah, so I really like this new Evo system. I think it's really cool. I think it shows people kind of skill versus RNG of what loot you can get, because there's sometimes where like I'll get a P2020, so I should have an advantage over someone, and then I turn around and see them pick up purple armor, and then it's not fair, which I guess still can happen. But at least now if I do 50 damage to them, I now have at least some armor to deal with or to use if they pick up a weapon while they have that purple armor. So it's kind of, it allows more skill to be put into play rather than RNG, as I already said, which I really appreciate. I do think that the lower TTK thing, or the higher TTK, was kind of a dumb decision, especially when they just added this whole fortified idea to this new update. Overall, I think this update's great. And yeah, so make sure that you check out all of the new quality of life stuff, that include bug fixes, the new all the new weapon stuff that was added, either stuff that I've already said or stuff that I haven't said yet. Like I said, they've made updates for almost every single weapon in this game, including entirely changing the recoil pattern for the Havoc, which is just crazy. But yeah, a lot of changes. I really hope you guys look at it, and I hope you guys enjoy this new season of Apex Legends. Get to a high rank, everything. So yeah, game on.
Find AFcast on Instagram and Twitter at AF Community for any updates on future podcast episodes. If you want to join the community Discord, find the link in the description or on the website afcommunity.com.